92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
I have absolutely no interest in buying or even using AI smart glasses. There are several companies making them. Most prominently is Meta. Meta's public relations team are proudly boasting that the demand for their AI smart glasses is huge. Meanwhile, I've been reading that a lot of Meta employees have been talking about things that they've seen through people using their smart glasses. That's right. Most people have absolutely no idea or even suspicion that tech specialists at Meta get to see the video data from your AI glasses. They review and sort that content and use it to train their AI systems. And they're saying a lot of what they see would be labeled R or worse. Should they see people sitting on the toilet or getting undressed or doing other more intimate and personal things? Do you want that? This whole thing has raised a lot of privacy concerns. Should Meta be allowed to have access to video from their customers using their products? Well, since they already scour every Facebook account to collect information about you for training and algorithm development and to do targeted advertising at you, I guess it makes sense that they access and use your video feeds too. Because the truth is, they told you this would happen. It's detailed in the terms and use of service. It says Meta can review your interactions with their AIs, including the content of your conversations or messages, and this review can be done automatically or manually by humans. And you have absolutely no control over how your data, messages, or video from your smart glasses are used. I'm just saying, maybe it's something to think about.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.